time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off.
That's right, you have downloaded another episode of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. My name's Aaron. I am here with Cheyenne Fletcher and Brent Ballmeyer and nobody else. Why is that, Brent?
Well, we decided it had been a while since we had done a Brent Plays Somebody episode, and we scheduled Cheyenne for this one. So I can prove to everybody the theory that if you don't know trivia, the best way to look like you know trivia is to ask trivia. And I'm going to prove how little I know here against Cheyenne here shortly.
And Cheyenne, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the folks at home a little bit about you.
Yeah, my name is Cheyenne Fletcher. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm married to my wife, Amanda, of 19 years. I have a 14-year-old son, Miles, 9-year-old daughter, Geneva. And currently have me and a buddy have started a trivia company here in town. We have about 15 locations here in Tulsa and just spread out to Oklahoma City and Salt Lake City, trying to get out to as many cities as possible.
Nice. What's the name of your company?
Oh, yeah. I always forget that part. Questionable Company.
All right. So if you guys out there in listener land are in the Tulsa, Oklahoma, or you said Oklahoma City, right?
Yep.
Cool. Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Oklahoma City area. Go check them out.
Yeah, or if anybody's interested in being a host somewhere, get in touch with us. We'd love to get into as many markets as possible.
Awesome.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
First of all, we're going to decide who goes first. So, unfortunately, I do not have the amazing, magical coin-flipping box that Brent does. So, Brent, if you wouldn't mind doing the honors of flipping a coin for us, or telling your Alexa to do it.
That would be fine. Cheyenne, for a coin flip, would you like to choose heads or tails?
I'll go with tails.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Sure. You got tails.
I will never get tired of that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's so cool. Cheyenne, you have your choice of the following categories. I like my ribs thick and saucy. I like my ribs mustardy. Or I like my ribs rubbed down nice and hard. What would you like?
And that was a Ryan Clefcorn Myers round of questions, wasn't it?
Absolutely was, yep. However did you know?
I wish I could read anything about those. I'll go mustardy.
All right, these are 5 questions about the Carolinas.
All right.
Question number 1. Who led the Carolina Panthers to their first Super Bowl appearance as quarterback in his first season with the team?
Just double check. Hoping I'm not forgetting something in the past, but I'm going to go Cam Newton.
That is incorrect. Brent, do you know?
I was going to say Cam Newton.
I know exactly when. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm not coming up with it.
Anyway, it's Jake Delhomme is the name of the quarterback. Okay.
Yeah, now that I realize these, what the rib kind of thing was, I know which group of ribs I should have picked.
not this one?
Not the Carolinas.
All right, well, too bad. Here comes question number 2. What UConn star and NBA Rookie of the Year is the Hornets' all-time leader in rebounds?
One of my best friends is a huge UConn fan, and I'm not going to allow him to listen to this now. I know I should get this. I don't know. I'm going to pass.
All right, Brent, you want to pick up the rebound?
I'll guess Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson is incorrect. It is Amika Okafor. Oh, that gentleman. That guy. Yep.
I was saying I could only think of Hashim Thabeet, and I knew it wasn't him.
Right. Nope. Number three. Sharing its name with a long-running Broadway play about sharecroppers, what nickname is given to UNC, Wake Forest, NC State, and Duke as a whole?
I believe that's Tobacco Road.
That is correct. Yay, points.
Finally.
There's at this place where I used to go rock climbing out in West Virginia, there's a route called Tobacco Road, and I never knew what it was a reference to. And now I do. Thanks, Ryan. I learned so much. Number four. The Greensboro Swarm are a team currently playing in what league?
The Greensboro Swarm? Oh, okay. Doesn't mean you didn't. There's nothing in the question that says what level of play this is, does it? Just says Greensboro Swarm?
Correct.
I've never heard of them, but I'll go with, I know soccer's there, so women's Major League Soccer?
Not correct. is there a women's Major League Soccer league, or is it just the USA national team?
Yeah, I know that they have a team. They're, like, Portland has a team and Seattle has a team.
That's cool. Okay, it's the wrong answer, though, unfortunately. Sorry. Brent, for the rebound?
I'm going to say the WNBA.
That is also incorrect. They are a team in the NBA G League.
Aha.
Oh, yeah.
He has golf. So they're like Hornets and Swarm and other terrifying things, I guess.
Yeah, that's why I was going at WNBA thinking it was a Hornet Swarm. Tie in there.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And number five. What man captained the Carolina Hurricanes to their first Stanley Cup and is currently serving as the team's head coach?
Yeah, I really can't guess. Like, I'm so okay. Bad at hockey.
Don't challenge. That's all I'm going to tell you to do.
I'm not challenging.
Grant, for the rebound.
That's Rod Brind'Amour.
Sure is. And dude, I'm super annoyed. They were supposed to be crap because when a famous player, like when a big name marquee player captains or coaches the team isn't good because great players don't make great coaches. And I was really excited for them to be terrible and for tickets to be cheap. And they're good. And it's really annoying.
It's only November.
That's true. I'm happy for the fan base, I guess. But I'm like, no, but I want like the $6 tickets. Those were the best. Anyway, it is all about me. I'm sure their fans are pretty happy. All right, Brent, it's your turn. Your categories are, I like my ribs thick and saucy, or I like my ribs rubbed down nice and hard. Your selection.
This is so Ryan.
Isn't it? He said it to me. I'm like, yep, love it.
I'll take thick and saucy.
All right. These are five questions about Kansas City.
Okay.
Number one. Yeah. Now I want ribs. Number one. Who captained the Kansas City Chiefs to victory in the fourth Super Bowl and earned MVP honors?
Darn it all to hell. I'll go for a Lucky Smith.
Lucky Smith is incorrect. Cheyenne, do you know?
I don't know if it's far enough back. I'll go Lynn Dawson.
Lynn Dawson is correct. Nice pull.
Good one.
Yeah. Yesterday, Mahomes just broke his single season touchdown record for the Chiefs all time, which is pretty impressive.
Aha.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I was at the Blues game yesterday, so I saw no football, so I missed that.
I went and saw a crappy movie, so I miss most of football, too. I've already ranted about that to Brent today. Number two. Doing so nearly a decade ago, who is the most recent Kansas City Royal to win the AL Cy Young Award?
Zach Greinke.
Bingo, 10 points. I'm glad you pronounced that name, so I didn't have to. Number three. From 1990 until it ceased operations in 2001, the Kansas City Blades played in what sports organization?
I'm going to say the United Hockey League.
That is incorrect. Cheyenne, for the rebound?
I think that the Oklahoma City teams play in like Central Hockey League.
Nope. It is the International Hockey League, or the IHL.
Oh, the old IHL. Shoot.
Yeah, you guys were close. Number four. What current NBA franchise played their home games in Kansas City until 1985?
Sacramento Kings.
Yes. 85 was a good year. And number five. What Kansas City team has won the U.S. Open Cup two of the last 3 years?
Sporting KC.
Yes, sir. I feel like soccer teams sort of cheat with name creativity. Like, you guys aren't even trying. Come on.
In this country, they completely do.
Yeah. So after the first period, Cheyenne has 15, Brent has 55. It was a rough category pick, but it is still anybody's game.
If I had caught on to the theme, I would have gone for the Kansas City-based ribs as opposed to the Carolina ribs.
Yeah, it's definitely one where whoever goes first is at a bit of a disadvantage because you're like, I don't know what these words mean in this order. So the coin toss was not your friend on that one. All right, for the first intermission, this is sports and history. I'm going to give you four events in sport history. I want you to tell me who was president of the United States when it happened. So this is like a double-decker question.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It's all Ryan. All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
As ready as you're going to be. Number one, the Dolphins win the Super Bowl to cap off their undefeated season. Number two, the San Diego Padres' most recent finish atop the NL West. Number three, Babe Didrikson Zaharias is born. Number four, Jack Nicklaus wins his first major. And while these gentlemen are switching gears from sports to American history, we're going to switch gears and give you guys some advertisements.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
And we're back with some sports and history. These guys are mad at Brian. Don't shoot the messenger, Dylan. Number one, the Dolphins win the Super Bowl to cap off their undefeated season. Cheyenne, who was president that year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 72, which I'm pretty sure would put Nixon in office.
And Brent?
I also said Richard Nixon.
Good thing you did, because that is correct. Technically, I think it was 1973, because of the way the NFL does their seasons. But the 72 season was, yeah. The answer is still the same. But yeah, Richard Milhouse Nixon, not a crook, allegedly. Number two, the San Diego Padres' most recent finish top, the NL West, Cheyenne.
You know, I can't really remember the last time they did this, but I feel like it might have been somewhat recently that I'm just kind of forgetting a season. So I just said Obama.
Okay. And Brent?
I guessed William Clinton.
You guys got it surrounded. It was George W. Bush in 2006.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, the Padres, I feel like I say this every time they come up, the Padres are one of those teams that I sort of forget about, which makes them almost always the answer for baseball trivia questions. Like, they're just sneaky. Like, oh, yeah, they're still a team. Oh, shit, let's write them, you know?
Well, that's what happens when you've still never won a championship. Yeah. Ask me how I know these things.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Number three, moving right along. Babe Didrikson Zaharias is born. Cheyenne.
Yeah, I mean, complete shot. I think she was pretty competitive. Like, she was super competitive in a ton of things, which was crazy if you listen to her, like, all the stuff that she was involved with. But, like, I had her in the 20s and 30s, and so I just tried to pick the person that had the most amount of time I thought I could fit in there, and so I went with Teddy Roosevelt.
All right, and Brent.
I don't didn't know when she was born, nor do I know my presidents all that well. So I just kind of threw a dart and landed on Herbert Hoover.
All right. No points for this. It was William Howard Taft. She was born in 1911.
Yep. The next one. I almost went Taft instead. Yeah. But I wanted the 8 years.
Sure. Taft is another one. He's an answer a lot for some reason. Stuck in a bathtub. Number four. Jack Nicklaus wins his first major. Cheyenne, who was president?
I really couldn't even place this, really, like, trying to, like, historically get him, like, when he started. So I put him in the 60s, and I just went to LBJ.
All right, and Brent?
I was close to that. I said John F. Kennedy.
Cheyenne, you're killing me. JFK is correct. You've been so close on all of them. I'm going to give you points. All right. Going into the second period, score is 20-65. Brent has a lead, but that does not matter. There's still a lot of questions you guys got to answer. So Brent will be picking first out of these categories. Category one, not your daddy's fight songs. Number two, no matter who wins, we all lose. Or category three, do not pick this category. Brent, your choice.
I'm going to go with We All Lose.
This is a Ryan Clefcorn-Myers original. This is five questions about the most recent World Series because only the Yankees playing the Dodgers could have made it less fun to watch.
Oh, no. I'm so screwed.
So there you go. Question number one. What man, who has played for every team in the AL East, won MVP honors at the World Series this year? Sorry about the Cats. They're going to do that occasionally.
I believe his last name is Pierce.
Indeed, his first name is Steve. Number two.
Good deal.
Game three made history for lasting as long as it did. We also learned that it lasted longer than the entire 1939 World Series, which saw the Yankees sweep what team, led by pitchers Paul Derringer and Bucky Walters?
Oh, this was posted on the group, too.
Sure was.
Was it the White Sox?
It was not. Cheyenne, do you know?
You said Derringer and Walters?
Yes.
I'll go Giants.
It is also incorrect. It was the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, duh. I had the wrong damn league.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Three. What first ballot Hall of Fame inductee, World Series champion, and comic strip dog nickname namesake helped call the World Series with Joe Buck? That was a hefty sigh.
That was a power sigh, yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to throw out a name and say Tim McCarver.
That is incorrect. Cheyenne, do you know?
I thought it was Schmaltz.
That is correct. John Marmaduke Schmaltz.
Aha.
I don't think I've ever heard him called that, so I was like...
It's in quotes in the text that I received, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was, I could not tie it into that.
But that was a good pull. Pulled her anyway. Yeah, good job. Four, back to Brent. In what could be read as a good omen, what Red Sox Hall of Famer threw out the ceremonial first pitch of Game 1 this year, as he did in 2004, 2007, and 2013?
Carl Yastrzemski.
Okay, good. That's correct. Five. During Boston's victory parade, what dented the World Series trophy?
Some idiot threw a beer can.
Because Boston. That is correct. Yeah.
Amazing.
That comment is dedicated to Jonathan Oakes.
All right, Cheyenne, back to you for the bottom of the second, because why the f*** not? Your categories are... not your daddy's fight songs... Or do not pick this category.
Every time I hear do not pick this category, really should not have picked that category, but fight songs I can't even wrap my head around. So I will go with the third option of do not
pick this
category.
you guys avoided the question I wrote this week. Did not pick his category, which is fine. When some sucker finally picks it, you'll see why. Do not pick this category, another Ryan Clefcorn-Myers original, is five questions about interceptions. Number one. In the 2003 NFC wildcard game, what Seahawk won the coin toss against the Packers in overtime and said, "We want the ball and we're going to score," into the microphone, only to throw a pick six to Al Harris a few plays later?
2003. It seems like it could be like Hasselbeck time.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, yes, that's my guess.
Good, because that's correct. Right. Nice. How embarrassing. Yeah, he has it. He has the whole for him, not for you. In the text, he has the quote, "We want the ball and we're going to score," into the microphone, end quote. And I'm like, that's not right.
How do you score into a microphone in football?
Exactly. Like, that's super aggressive. Straight into that microphone. Number two. Who intercepted Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl to basically guarantee that the Saints would win the game in 2010?
I don't remember the play, but I know Darren Sharper has a lot of picks, and that seems like the right time frame, so I'll go with Darren Sharper.
That is incorrect. Brent, your guess.
I was actually hoping he'd get that right so I didn't have to show how much I didn't know the answer to this question. I really can't pull a name out, so I will step aside on this one.
Okay, well, if it makes you feel any better, you're in good company, because apparently all three of us didn't know the answer to that question. It is Tracy Porter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've heard the name.
Yeah. Three. What shutdown corner had his interception rate drastically decrease once Stickum was banned and nabbed 39 interceptions during his decade with the Raiders?
All right. Two of them. I'm going to go with Haynes.
Can you spell that?
Haynes.
Do you want to take a stab at what his first name might be?
Lester.
Okay. I will give it to you. It's Lester Hayes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brent, are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. I was like, I think you know it. I want to make sure. Yeah. So 10 points for that. Don't at me, listeners at home. The copy just says, Lester, the molester. I'm not kidding about that being his real nickname, Hayes.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, Ryan with the clever copy. All right. Number four. Who holds the NFL record for most interceptions returned for touchdowns with 12?
Pretty sure it's Woodson.
Can I have a first name with that?
Yeah, it's not Charles. It's Ron Woodson.
Yeah, okay. Rod, but again, Rod.
That's why I was like, like, Ravens safety corner. I'm like, I know.
So I would have given it to you anyway, because the note here says don't accept Woodson by itself because Charles was another great cornerback. But if you knew it wasn't Charles, that's good enough for me.
I knew it was. I was like, Ron, Rod, Rob. What is that first name?
Ron Hayes. Yeah. Number five. In 2013, what AFC South quarterback became the first player to ever throw a pick six in four consecutive games?
2013 AFC South quarterback. No, that's too late. I don't know if I'm gonna go with Carr.
Carr is incorrect. Brent for the rebound.
I'll just guess Jameis Winston.
Also incorrect. The answer is Matt Schaub before the Texans.
Oh, okay.
That guy.
I was thinking of the right team.
Yeah. All right. We have narrowed the score somewhat after the second period. It's 55-95. Your second intermission question is geographically stupid Major League Baseball affiliate teams.
So all right.
I'm going to give you guys four teams that really have no business being the affiliate team for baseball, but thanks to the invention of the airplane, they make it work. And I'll give you which division they play in. You give me the MLB team they are affiliated with. Cool?
All right.
All right. Number one is a AAA team, the Las Vegas 51s. Number two is a AA team, the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Number three, another AAA team, the Nashville Sounds. And number four, a AA team, the Biloxi Shuckers. And while they are envisioning a map of the United States in their brains, here's some ads.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
With some answers which may or may not be correct, let's find out. The Las Vegas 51 to the AAA affiliate for which team, Brent?
I said the Oakland A's.
All right, and Cheyenne.
Well, first, I would like to throw out there that I was sitting here trying to read things into these, like trying to connect them to other teams, mm-hmm. but they all relate to the location that they're at. So there's not, it is like you're guessing. So I said the Twins.
All right, it is the Mets. Again, these are geographically stupid affiliate teams.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting there trying to get 51, so I was like, 51s, how does that go? I was like, oh, Area 51. That's
why it's Yep. Number two, the Richmond Flying Squirrels are the AA affiliate for Brent.
This one I got about as geographical nonsensical as I could and said Seattle.
All right, and Cheyenne.
I just went with Houston.
All right, it is the Giants, San Francisco Giants.
That's close to as possible.
You were in the right part of the country at least. So for color, the story about the flying squirrels, and I swear I've told this before, but maybe I haven't. It's never made the cut. So when the Braves AAA affiliate used to be here, they were just the Richmond Braves, and no one went to the games. They moved to near Atlanta. And we got this team for the Giants. And it's like, what are we going to call them? So the newspaper ran a contest, like submit whatever names you want for this baseball team. And it was like the Flatheads, which is a kind of fish, and the Rapids because the river, and the Flying Squirrels because they're a thing we have here, and this thing called the Ham Bones because of Virginia Ham. Until someone wrote the newspaper and was like, yo, also, Ham Bone was a name of a dance that slaves did in the cotton fields, so maybe we shouldn't call our team that if it's cool with you guys. I think the language was slightly stronger, and the newspaper went, oh, yeah, that is no longer an option. Do not vote for that. y'all, knock it off. So we are the Flying Squirrels.
See, I have to toss out a major dad joke here because I would have guessed that a Flying Squirrels would have gone with the Rockies.
Actually... You know, this has been an episode devoid of dad jokes because you didn't write any of it, which I feel like we do need to insert some of that in here. So I can only complain so much. Number three, Nashville Sound, the AAA affiliate for who? Brent.
I'm concerned this isn't as nonsensical enough, but I said the Cleveland Indians.
Okay, and Cheyenne.
This is where I went up to Seattle.
Nope, it is the Oakland Athletics.
Aha.
And number four, let's go for the shutout for me, the Biloxi Shuckers. Sorry, guys. The Biloxi Shuckers. Brent.
I just said the Yankees.
All right. And Cheyenne.
Yeah, this was the first one I did. So this was when I was trying to tie it in. And I was like, oh, maybe it's like the Orioles or something because they've got lots of oysters and stuff up there as well, but no. I don't think that there's any tie-in, so this is probably
it's actually the Brewers.
Okay.
So that was fun. I'm sorry. I thought there would be more success. I found and will try to remember to post to the Facebook group when this episode goes live. Some guy on Reddit did a visualization of how far teams have to travel for all, like starting at the super low level leagues It was just a little line that just travels across the country showing what's where. The Orioles actually are super condensed. Like, the Orioles are the team that has the least travel among all of their different leagues. And these were the ones that were the biggest.
Right.
So it was interesting. But I'll post it because it's cool just the way the little bouncing ball works. And maybe you guys
I always thought it up. Interesting. In the Continental Hockey League in Russia, there's like one team that's way out in eastern Russia, and it's like a 13-hour flight to the farthest away team. And I'm just wondering, how is that even logistically possible?
Yeah, the country's too damn big to support a sports league.
Yeah. Yeah, or you have to break it up, but, you know, there's not a lot of stuff out there, so they just... Mm-mm.
Third period. This is back to Ryan Clefcorn Myers. These are also thematically related. And Cheyenne, you are trailing. There was no change at that intermission. So the score is still 55-95.
What? With
playing a game to play. 20 points to me. Cheyenne, you get first pick in the following categories. Catch These Men, Famous Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, and S-Words.
I'll just go with Catch These Men.
All right. This is five questions about fast guys. Question number one. Three countries have held the record in the men's 100-meter dash since 1968 when the world record first dipped below 10 seconds. Name these three countries.
Okay. So USA and Jamaica. The third, I'm trying to remember how this would work. I think it's Great Britain.
Great Britain is incorrect. Brent.
USA, Jamaica, and Canada.
Is it?
It is Canada.
I thought Canada, but then I thought there was that guy that, forgot his name, just recently. Been going back and forth with...
The guy who got disqualified, but I think the guy who finished second was Canadian too.
Oh yeah, with Ben Johnson.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought there was a recent guy that had been like right before Usain Bolt broke on. I thought there was a British guy that was going back and forth with the U.S. guy.
Number two. In 2017, John Ross set the new record for the 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine, doing it in just 4.22 seconds. Name either the Pac-12 school he played for or the AFC team that selected him ninth overall.
Oh, John Ross. I kind of think he played for the University of Washington.
That is correct. The Washington Huskies.
Good Yay. Job.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going back and forth between there and Washington State.
No, Washington Huskies. And he was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Number four. From 2006 in Turin to 2018 in Pyeongchang, Sven Kramer of the Netherlands managed to become the all-time men's leader with 9 medals earned in what sport?
From 2006 in Turin... I don't know. Maybe biathlon.
That is incorrect, although they are super dominant at that sport. Brent, do you have a guess?
I was going to say speed skating.
Speed skating is correct.
See, I was thinking speed skating, but they just have all those, like, they have, like, 4 or 5 different, like, distances, right? And
right.
So... Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I have to guess one of those. Like,
right. Yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah.
Number three. The fastest player in FIFA 18 is Pierre-Emerick, AUBAMEYANG. Have at it. Who currently plays with Arsenal, but he spent the last 5 years playing with what German squad?
I think it's Aubameyang.
That makes sense.
Plays for Arsenal now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know soccer very well. Bayern.
That is incorrect. Brent, how well do you know soccer?
I don't know if I know it this well. I'm going to guess Borussia Dortmund.
Borussia Dortmund is correct. Thank you for saving me the trouble of trying to pronounce that. Borussia Dortmund.
All right. One of the few teams in the world that looks good in yellow jerseys.
Number five. And to use fast in the archaic promiscuous way, Deja, D-E-Y-J-A-H, Karis, Alonzo, London, Jagger, Jersey, J-U-R-Z-I-E, and Tyler are half of the world's population that has whom as a father.
I think I know what it's referring to. I won't be able to pull it. So I'll do a challenge.
All right, Brent, what do you think?
I'm going to guess Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp is incorrect. We are looking for Antonio Cromartie.
Aha.
So Cheyenne picks up the 10 points. Good use of your challenge.
Well done.
Yeah.
That was like, that reminds me of, I was recently reading Clint Eastwood's Wikipedia page, and it says children, mm-hmm. and it's like 14 plus many others or something like that.
Unknown to be determined.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Brent, over to you. Your categories to choose from are famous Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's or S-words?
Excuse me, I'm going to take S-words.
All right. This is a category on swords.
Oh, I need my sister.
Brent, no, sorry. Ryan says these are all SNL themed categories. I don't watch SNL, so I don't know, but he said you would appreciate it. So here you go. Okay. Number one. Winning back-to-back in the 90s, who is the only NHL MVP to win as a part of the Buffalo Sabres?
That'd have to be Dominic Hasek.
Yep, sure would. That crazy guy.
I was kind of hoping you would challenge me on that one because I'm so bad at hockey. That would have been my one guess I could have made.
Number two. Which of the three weapons in fencing has the smallest guard above the hand?
The foil.
Correct. Did you know that or was that a guess?
That was a... Oh, I knew it. Yes, absolutely.
Seamless. Number three. What two-time AL Cy Young winner and World Series MVP played his best years with the Kansas City Royals from 1984 to 1991?
Brett Saberhagen.
Yep. Yeah. Four. What baseball writer and historian coined the term sabermetrics?
George Will.
Incorrect, although he did go to my college, which is kind of cool. Cheyenne, do you know?
Pretty sure it's Bill James.
That is correct for 5 points. Nice work. And Brent. The Latin word for sword lends itself to the name of what specific type of athlete? I like this because it's an etymology question.
I was going to say, I think I'll challenge.
Ooh, Cheyenne, you have been challenged. What say you?
Yeah, right when I heard the question, I was thinking that that's what I would be doing. So I thought about it. I started kind of writing like I was writing down my answer. Latin for sword is what specific type of athlete?
Yes.
Latin sword for a specific type of athlete, you said?
Yes.
When I hear it, there's going to be some sort of athlete that has a specific name. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to think of something that sounds like something. I don't know. Maybe a coxswain?
Oh, I like that guess. It's not correct, but I like it. The answer is gladiator.
Oh.
Yeah. Gladius is the Latin word for today. Sword. Yeah. And if you look at the gladiola flower, they also look pointy. I know this because I just Googled them. So Brent keeps his 10 points. After the third period, at the end of regulation, the score is 80 to 150, but we have seen larger leads swallowed up in the shootout, which works like this.
In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
And we are back. Gentlemen, your three questions are the number of studio albums released by Shaquille O'Neal, Gordie Howe's age at the end of his final season with the Hartford Whalers, and the number of times Allen Iverson said the word practice or some form of the word during his infamous 2002 press conference. They're going to do some math. You guys are going to listen to some ads.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
Question number one, the number of studio albums released by Shaquille O'Neal. Cheyenne, what did you say?
I really had no clue. I figured that it had to be a decent amount. Now thinking I should have gone a little bit higher to give like actual wiggle room, because I only went with five. And yeah, like getting within 10%. If I was going for that, it's either going to be perfect or I'm not there.
All right. And Brent, what did you say?
I really didn't know where to go with this one, but I figured it had to have been a significant number for it to be worthy to be asked of this question. So I just kind of came up with a dozen.
The answer is four. Oh. So Shaquille O'Neal had four studio albums. So Cheyenne, you picked up the win on that one, being within one. Number two, Gordie Howe's age at the end of his final season with the Hartford Whalers. Cheyenne.
Yeah, I really had no clue on this. I know I always hear that he's played forever, and I kept coming up with like absurd numbers in my head, which I still think this is kind of absurd, but I went with 46, but I kept wanting to say like 61. So.
Right. That's how old Jaromir Jagr is going to be when he finally retires. Yeah. Brent, what did you say?
I seem to remember him being just short of 50, so I said 47.
So he was actually just over 50. He was 52 when he retired after the end of his final season with the Whalers. Oh. So Cheyenne was six off, Brent was five off, so Brent picks up the win for that one. That's a 1-1. Number three, number of times Allen Iverson said the word practice in his infamous 2002 press conference. Cheyenne?
Yeah, this, once again, kind of shot in the dark. I remember, you know, I don't know if I've actually ever seen the whole thing. Like, it's always just like clips or references. So I was 17.
And Brent?
I just knew it was a lot. So I guess 30.
And the correct answer is 27. So Shane was off by 10. Brent was off by a mere 3.
Oh, yeah, no. See, I misread this one. That was a 2. Yeah, that was 20.
That's awesome.
I see what you did there. All right. After the shootout, Brent won 2 of the 3. Cheyenne won 1 of the 3. Dude, I was pulling for you because your answers were so close. And then Brent put his in. I'm like, ah, damn it, Brent. You got it. To give the guest a chance. So final score, Cheyenne, a remarkable 80 points. Brent, an obnoxious 150 points. Brent is your winner, which is fine. It is his podcast. I swear he had nothing to do with the writing of these questions. He has not opened the spreadsheet since I inputted them. I'm as annoyed as you guys are. Sorry.
That was a good match, Cheyenne. Thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely. That was a lot of fun. Oh, yeah.
The questions bit you there.
Yeah, I still wish I had started off with the Kansas City sports instead of Carolina sports to start the game. I'm not like a Kansas City fan, but it's only like 5 hours from here. So, you know, you pick up a lot of that information.
Cheyenne, do you want to go ahead and plug your business? Give us social media. Tell us where to find you.
Yeah, right now we have a Questionable Company Facebook page and questionableco@gmail.com. That's how to get in touch with us. We're working on a website right now. And I'm also going to take – this seems like the perfect platform for my sports trivia PSA announcement I need to have made, is that I grew up wrestling. My favorite sports to watch are college wrestling and international wrestling. And I understand that people want to watch WWE, and I'm fine with that. But you absolutely cannot have a sports category on a trivia show and then come with WWE, because it's just like some sort of weird theater. And good on you for liking it. It just isn't sports.
Amen, brother.
Right. You just won Brent's heart. That is a very explicit rule. He has made clear to me time and time. He's like, write all the questions you want, but pro wrestling is not a sport.
No, it is some interesting form of theater, is all I can say.
That's fair.
Theater in the round.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have anything to close because I talk enough on this podcast.
I was just going to say, I know this isn't going to come out until next week, but we are recording this on Veterans Day. And yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. So to all the veterans out there, all you who serve or have served, I respect your service tremendously. I appreciate what you do for our country. And, you know, keep it up. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you for your service.
And that is all I have. So for Cheyenne, for Brent, and I am Aaron, and Orange Cat's around here somewhere. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. We will see you all next week. Thanks for downloading.
This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thanks for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
Hey Google, flip a coin.
Sure. You got tails.
I will never get tired of that. It's so cool.